to you about continuing our series on demonology, the devil, and demons. When we close last, we'll talk about how that the relationship between demons, sickness, and disease. So let me give you a little review. The devil is behind all sickness and all disease. All of them. Not always directly, but indirectly behind all of them. This universe was perfect until he showed up. There wasn't sin anywhere, heaven or earth, until iniquity was found in him. Ezekiel 28:15. Iniquity was found in him, and then from there on he got kicked out and got to the garden and got Adam and Eve infected and infected the rest of the human race. So he invented evil. If you want to know where evil came from, he invented it. Because of his reaction to his circumstances, his surroundings. He saw the worship of God and he wanted it. He was not grateful for where he was. It was Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Lucifer. That wasn't good enough. He wanted to be the top dog. Well, there can only be one top dog. And you are not it, so get it. Iniquity was found in him, the iniquity of ingratitude, the iniquity of jealousy, iniquity of pride. And he came down here and everything has been messed up. And sickness and disease is part of all of mess up. So when we say he's directly or indirectly behind all of it, that's what we mean. In fact, scripture says it. Let's read that again. Look at book of Acts chapter 10. For God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, verse 38, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. What good was he going about doing? Healing all that were oppressed of their devil. So that tells us directly every sickness, every disease is an oppression of the devil. Oh yeah, it is. Every one of them. From the common cold to cancer. You should know that, which is why you should fight it. Every time it shows up. Don't talk about, well, you know, it's the season for the flu. That's doing a dispart to the blood of Jesus. Shed the blood and then you're going to talk about, well, you know, it's flu season, I guess I'll be done with this in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. That's the folks who don't know any better. You know better. Amen. Alright. So, he is behind all sickness or disease, directly or indirectly. And all sickness or disease or satanic oppression, directly or indirectly. Now, Jesus, who told you, didn't always cast out the devil when he prayed for the sick. Okay, Matthew 8:17. Look at that. I can't review whatever. He went to Peter's house and healed his mother-in-law. He didn't cast out any devil. He just picked her up and she got well. Okay, but in some cases, a demon was involved. Okay, so a demon is not always involved. But sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And so, that's what we pick up today. Sickness and disease can be caused by germs. You know that. Right? Can be caused by germs. Can be caused by diet. Can be caused by all sorts of things. But the devil is behind it all. But for the devil, there would not be any germs. Amen. Hallelujah. I was watching one of those science, Discovery Channel the other day, and they were talking about how many pounds of dust that come from space down to Earth. I'm like, woo, wow, thank God there won't be any of that. The new heaven and new earth. Every not good in the human experience is traceable directly or indirectly to the devil and his demons. Everything that is despicable, that is not pleasant, not good, is traceable to the devil or his demons. And Jesus told us that in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, huh? He cometh not, but this is the only reason why he comes, to steal, to kill, to destroy. So all of the killing, stealing, and destroying is from him. And I have come, Jesus said, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So crystal clear. No place for confusion. I'm wondering, did God send this sickness on me? You must be talking about the God of this world, not the God of Shina. Hallelujah. Abraham, Isaac, not that God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, look at what it's going to be like when the devil has been put in his place forever. Look at the book of Revelations. When he has been put in his place. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, these are the sad chicks, and the false prophet and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever and ever. Now, look at, after that happened, look at chapter 21, look at verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Anything, this, there will be nothing capable of causing tears. What do they say? Of anguish. And there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, for the former things are past. Very crystal clear. Okay. So then, people can be sick in their head just like they can be in their body. Huh? Amen. And prayer will work. But if a spirit, if a demon is involved, and it can be, both in terms of sickness in the body and sickness in the mind. Like we said earlier, the guy that just killed his father, he was sick in his mind. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Nobody does that who is in their right mind. A demon got a hold of him somehow. So people can be sick in their head, and like they can be in their body, and prayer will work. Medicine might work as well. But if it's a spirit, medicine will not work. It won't. You can medicate that person from now until doomsday. It will not work. That demon has to be cast out. And they're not going to live voluntarily. They won't. You can't pretty please the devil. You got to say, out you go. Now. And as a believer, you can do that. This is not just for pastors and, you know, folks like that. Look at Mark. Let me show you. And this is, we're going to get there eventually. I don't know, maybe next year or something. Or 2027, I don't know. We're going to get there somehow. How long this year is left. But Mark chapter 16 says it really plainly, right? It says, they that believe shall do what? Cast out devils. Mark chapter 16. Look at verse number, Mark, let me, what does it? 16? Mark chapter 16, verse number 16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Just like he did. Not plead with him, asking, would you please leave? No, tell him to get out. In the name of Jesus. And he has to. He has to. He has to. He has to. And so, if there's a demon involved in the sickness in the body or the mind, it has to be cast out. no amount of therapy is going to do a whole lot of good. It just won't. Because this is beyond the natural. It's in the realm of the spirit. Medical science has discovered natural substances, you know, that can, you know, help us. Pain go away and all that. And deal with germs and so forth. That's well and good. No, nothing wrong with that. But if there's a demon, that won't work. But oh, we've got a pill that can handle demons. It's called J-E-S-U-S. Woo! That pill will handle anything, natural, supernatural, any other way. It will. It will. When spoken in faith. No doubt. Okay. So, demons can affect various nerve centers of the body and cause problems. For example, demons can affect the auditory nerves and cause deafness in one or both ears. Mark chapter 9. Let's look at it in the scriptures. This is not something we're just making up. Demons have that ability to affect, you know, bodily functions and cause problems. And those problems remain until they're dealt with, which is why Jesus gave us the power to do so. So we can help folk who can't be helped by doctors. Okay, Mark chapter 9, let's start from verse number 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, scribes questioning them, and straight away all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed. They ran to him and saluted him, and he asked the scribes, what's all this? What's going on? And one of them said, here's what's going on, verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Dumb, couldn't speak because of a spirit. A demon. And then he knew that. His father knew that. And he said, I asked your disciples if they could help me, but they couldn't. Can you help me? And so Jesus, in verse 19, made a comment. Look at verse 20. And they besought him unto him, and they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, struck with the spirit, threw him down. The demon was activated in the presence of Jesus. Don't be surprised if a demon gets activated in your presence. Because they know who you are.
Amen.
Okay. Ooh, Jesus, put your finger there. We'll come back. Look at the book of Acts. You don't have too much time. Jesus, talk to my folks. Tell them I have to have 2 hours every day to preach this stuff. 25 minutes, not enough. Somebody asked me once, don't you ever run out of something to preach? I said, no. And they were shocked. I'll tell you, you should call us to find it. I thought it was chapter 7. But you remember the demon threw one guy. The demon told one guy, Jesus will know, Paul will know, who are you? Look that up. So don't be surprised when they act up in your presence. And so go back now to Mark 9. And this demon acted up in Jesus' presence, threw this kid down, verse 20, Mark 9, 20. he asked his father, how long has it been going on? And he gave him more details, right? Look at verse 22. And oftentimes it, the demon, that is, have cast him into the fire. Imagine that. That's got to be a demon. Huh? The demon got so active, it would throw him into the fire, trying to kill him. He's the devil is a killer. Have you figured that out yet? He comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But if you can help us, please, please, Jesus, help us. And Jesus said, yeah, if you had faith, I could help you, and so forth. Look at verse number 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running unto him, he rebuked their foul spirit. To rebuke is to sternly command. He rebuked the foul spirit and said unto it, thou dumb and deaf spirit. What does that mean? The spirit that causes dumbness and deafness. A demon caused that. Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you. Now, this is what you ought to do when you come across that. You have a witness in your spirit. This is how you can do that. Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him. Don't suggest. Command. And then Jesus said, enter into him no more. What does that say? Because this demon is going to want to come back. It's going to want to come back. How many Christians have gone, listen to me, have gone to a healing crusade, gotten healed, knew they were healed, 2 weeks later, well, the pain is back. Well, guess what? Oh yeah, it came back. See if you take it. Here's what you should have done. The first inkling that your healed arm was given something to hurt, that you should have said, no, devil, I'm not taking that back. Get!
Amen.
That's what you should have done. Well, nobody taught you that. Well, I'm teaching you. I just taught you. That's what you should. The slightest inkling, no, I got healed last week, 2 weeks ago. No, I'm not taking that back. And then said, I thought I got healed. I guess I didn't. When you said that, the devil thought, thank you very much. Jesus said it. When a demon leaves, he'll go looking for a place. If he doesn't find a place, he'll come back and claim it. We'll get to that. And so Jesus said, not only get out, but don't come back. That's that song said, don't you ever come back? Wow. So in this case, this dumbness, inability to speak and to hear, was being caused by a demon. Medical science could not have helped this child. That demon had to be cast out. Not always. Every case of dumbness, of deafness is not. Sometimes it's physical. Okay? You run in Mark, look at chapter 7. I'm going to show you a time when it was purely physical. There was no demon involved. Okay? And therefore, a demon didn't have to be cast out for the person to heal or to be well. Mark chapter 7, look at verse 31. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, okay? And had an impediment in his speech. So deaf and dumb, same condition. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and he put his finger into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephrata, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. No devil was cast out. Why? Because this was a purely natural cause. The devil didn't have to be cast out. The back we just read, where the demon had to be cast out. Amen. Go back to number chapter 9, right there. I forgot, I didn't read. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to show something. Where am I? I'm in chapter 8. I wonder if I can see that. Never mind. All right. What time is it? Time is quick. Okay, I'm going to say this and then we'll quit. Okay. All right, so the human auditory nerves, okay, where you can, you know, hear and all that can be, the demon can get into auditory nerves and cause deafness in one ear or both, okay? Same thing with optic nerves, so you can't see, okay? And cause blindness, or get into throat nerves and cause where you can't speak. Not always. We just read what there's a natural cause, but there's also a spiritual cause. Look at Matthew 12, and we'll stop at this one. This is my last closing. Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Matthew 12, 22. Then was brought unto him, meaning Jesus, one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. Guess why he was blind and dumb? Because of the possession. He said, how you know that? Well, keep reading. And he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Well, what do you think? How he healed him? Cast out that devil is what he did. Cast out that devil that was causing the blindness and dumbness. Amen. And so not all of them, we just looked at it, Mark chapter 7, natural cause, no necessity to cast out the devil, but in some cases, it's caused by a demon. And in those cases, the demon has to be dealt with. Or the condition will persist and persist and persist and persist. Demons don't leave voluntarily. Gotta be cast out. Okay, that's all the time I've got. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. This is not a message we will get afraid of demons. Oh, no. They are afraid of us. Oh, yeah. They are afraid of us. We are the ones with authority in the name of Jesus. We've been authorized and deputized to cast them out. Thank you for teaching us how and helping us to help those for whom it's necessary to have the demon cast out so that they can have the relief Jesus died for them to have. We praise you. We bless you, and we thank you for further revelation along these lines. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. My friend, do you know Jesus? Hallelujah. He wants to be more acquainted with you. He knows you. He just wants to know you better. He wants you to receive him as your Lord and Savior so he can be your guide through life. Be your tour guide. Imagine that. Take you to all the pleasant places that you didn't even know you take pleasure out of. Until you did. I tell a quick story. I used to despise flying first class. I'm like, that's what a waste of money. We're going to get there same time. Anyway, what's all this? These folks have so much money to have any sense. I didn't know I was one who didn't have enough money and didn't have sense either. I was too poor to pay attention. So one day they made a mistake, booked me up, put me on the first class. I thought, whoo, this is the only way to fly. Amen. And Jesus will fly you first class through life. I'm not suggesting that you won't have any issues, but bring it on. Hallelujah. When he's on your corner. Hallelujah. Amen. So receive him today as your Lord and Savior. What do you have to do? I'm glad you asked. You got to be sincere and repeat this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I receive you now as my Lord and as my Savior. I receive my prayer language. I receive direction to hook up with the church where I will be taught how to live a victorious Christian life. Thank you, Jesus, for agreeing to come, to be born as a baby in a manger, to grow, to die, shed your blood for me. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. In whose name I pray. Amen, amen. If you pray that prayer, you meant it. He did exactly what he said. You're now born again. Now just follow him, and follow him. That's all. That's the best advice you can get. And he will lead you and guide you through all of the phases of life. We welcome you here. We have plenty of room here for you to come to. If you live within an hour driving of this location, come see us. Or keep listening, because we'll be back this next Sunday, exact same time. Amen. Praise the Lord.